peace of skies for amber waves of grace, for purple mountains and sea.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls, because we have with us Dr. John Wilkie and the International Right to Life Organization, certainly one of the most knowledgeable people as far as the effort to preserve human life in not only in our country but throughout the world. Dr. Wilkie, thanks so much for being with us.
Dan.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about what's going on? My understanding is that there's been a conscious effort to confuse this issue as whether there's a link between first trimester abortion and, of course, breast cancer. And, of course, the studies, all the scientific studies that show a definite link, that the people there within the National Cancer Institute and the American Cancer Society, who profess to be so concerned about cancer in women, have put together some sort of a special consensus meeting so that they wouldn't have to recommend that women be warned before they had an abortion that abortion might not only take the life of their unborn child, but down the line might take their own life. Would you like to sort of bring us up to date with what happened at this recent meeting?
Well, we've got about, I think it's 38 international studies now that have been done exploring the link between prior abortion and then a higher incidence of breast cancer. Of those 38 some studies, about 28 or 29 of them confirm that link. Well, the American Cancer Society has been very, very slow to recognize this. Matter of fact, they've been denying it for years. And so then they finally decided, maybe, I guess the heat is getting too hot, that's my interpretation. And they called together a meeting of, quote, experts. Now, actually, the meeting was called with funds, federal funds, and in good faith by people from the Bush administration who, I am told, felt that this would be an intellectual discussion between both sides. Both sides would be heard, and that they would then maybe throw some more light on this, bring to some conclusions. Well, as a matter of fact, the fellow who set it up is apparently a convinced pro-abortion activist, and he invited his friends, I guess. There's one major name out there that everybody knows, and that's Dr. Joel Brind. Dr. Brind has done the only meta-analysis on this. He did it about 4 or 5 years ago. Brind is the one who began to talk and to prove that the studies out there, those that were legitimate studies, they were done properly with proper controls and so forth, showed this cancer link. Well, they didn't invite him. He got wind of this, he knew it was happening, and went to the Bush administration, and immediately word went out. And then they got around to inviting him.
All right, we're going to have to interrupt you here because we're going to have to bring some other stations on board. But our guest today is Dr. Wilkie. And, of course, we're talking about the link between first trimester abortions and breast cancer down the line. There is an organized effort, of course, on the part of the cancer organizations not to have women know and realize that they may well be killing themselves. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our special guest this afternoon is Dr. Wilkie of the International Right to Life Organization. And Dr. Wilkie is certainly on the front lines of this battle to educate people about what's really going on as far as abortion is concerned, about euthanasia. But, of course, another of the issues is the relationship between first trimester abortion and breast cancer. And this had been very well verified. There had been a number of scientific studies showing a definite causal relationship. And of course, I've forgotten what is it. What's the number of studies that have been done? And of course,
28 or 29 out of about 38 have shown a definite relationship between having an abortion induced and later breast cancer.
All right, fine. And so then, of course, the National Cancer Institute and the American Cancer Society didn't want to post that. Why? Because they're part of this group, for whatever reason, seems so intent upon encouraging abortion. And the last thing you want to do is do anything to dissuade people from killing their unborn children. And so I remember many years ago going to the California Medical Association and just requesting that doctors be asked to tell women of the possibility of a relationship. Now, I believe there is definite proof of a relationship, but let them know there's a possibility. And you'd never imagine the amount of opposition from the pro-death people. They didn't want women even to know of this possibility, and apparently they still don't want them to know, do they?
They still do not. So these fellows set this meeting up, and they called and invited so-called specialists, 100 of them. Well, it turns out that only of the 100, only 25 were, in fact, epidemiologists. That is, they knew how to do the research and how to interpret the papers that had been published. The others were scientists from different dimensions. Now, of the 25, half of them had done investigative work in the field that you've mentioned, abortion and breast cancer. Of those 13, there were 4 or 5 who had published papers showing the relationship. Now, bear that in mind when it comes to the fact that they got all these folks together. They did not invite Dr. Brind, who's the nation's far and away the most important and well-read and well-published person who is talking about the relationship. They did not give him time to speak. Of the other 4 or 5, who had published and shown the relationship, they did not give them time to speak.
All right, we're going to have to just interrupt you one more time, and then we'll bring our last group of stations on board. And then we want to give you some understanding out there, the listening audience, of how they're using scientists. These are dishonest people who have an agenda, and you'll know more. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Dr. Wilkie. We're talking about this meeting that was convened with funds from the Bush administration, supposedly just to put this whole matter to rest, but they just happened to pick somebody to lead this special meeting who did obviously have an agenda, because they picked all the people from one side, and the leader from the side, Dr. Joel Brind, who has done really a magnificent job of pulling together all the scientific studies, and they call that a meta-analysis. And of course, is really acknowledged by everybody in the pro-life field to be the leading advocate. And the Bush administration person who put this together didn't bother to call in Dr. Joel Brind. Of course, they're going to say, oh, well, gee, what a mistake it was. But Dr. Brind, of course, goes anyway. So why don't you tell the rest of the story, Dr. Wilkie?
So when the meeting started, they right away, they put a resolution on the floor stating that there was no relationship between abortion and breast cancer.
Now, this is being financed by the Bush administration.
Yeah. And they called for a vote right off the bat, a snap vote. And it was a voice vote.
Now, why would the Bush administration, which most Christians believe, of course, is very pro-life and pro-Christian, why would they finance a program like this and allow somebody? They could not be so stupid as to know the agenda of the man that they picked to put the meeting together.
Well, you would think so. And now they're saying they didn't know he was going to do this.
Oh, sure.
And they're sorry this happened. But the point is, they did do it. Then they went on with the meeting. Now, they did not give Dr. Brind a chance to speak. They didn't give him any time to present any papers. Or He did object from the floor, and they recognized him a couple of times. Now, the meeting was set to have a long period of question and answers on the floor at the end. So what did they do? They recessed early, and they cut that out. And there you have it. Now they have published the fact that the prestigious American Cancer Society, in a meeting of 100 distinguished scientists, voted 99-1 to say that there is no relationship between abortion and breast cancer, and that is just a lot of baloney.
But of course, they totally ignored all the scientific studies, because these are people who are using this idea of science and search for the truth, and they're not interested in the truth. They have a political agenda. And that agenda, for whatever reason, is being financed by our administration. You know, why don't they call another meeting and put somebody in charge who would have a fair presentation instead of the one-sided one? Has anybody suggested that?
I haven't heard. You know, it's interesting. I mentioned there were about 5 scientists there who had done research on this, showing the link. And I asked someone who knows, I said, now why didn't they speak up? Oh, he said it's all about money. You see, these scientists exist because they get grants. Almost 100% of them come through the federal government, National Institute of Health, and they need a continuing flow of grants in order to keep their labs open and their research people employed and so forth. Now, he said, those who have done these studies, who have shown the link, and who have spoken up on this, let me quote him. He says, they have been badly burned. They are not getting research grants anymore. Well, but I said, Bush is in charge. And he should, look, there's a window in time, Jack. Window in time. Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to have to get our producer out here, if we could, please. Let's get Dr. Wilkie back. Dr. Wilkie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. No, we're all right now. Go ahead.
He's got a year and a half to go on this term.
Okay.
He will run for re-election, of course. If he is re-elected, then there's 4 more years during which time our friends would apply for and could get grants. But if he's not, then they will be out in the cold. They'll get no more grants, and that may well be the end of their professional careers.
No, but, of course, Dr. Wilkie, this is what they always tell us. See, if we just get the Republicans in, we'll get a good Supreme Court. And then we get the Republicans in, and 7 of our 9 Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republican presidents. Are they perhaps playing this game with us and telling us one thing, whereas there is an agenda that supersedes whether the Republicans or Democrats are in power? Certainly, the president could, by executive order that grants be given to the people that would do the right sort of thing. But why aren't they doing that? Are they too busy with their international agenda? Are they too busy with the tax cuts? Are they too busy perhaps trying to court the homosexual and abortion people so we can appear to be more moderate? I mean, to me, this is inexcusable, because women are going to die because of this, because they're not going to get the truth. And I believe the administration has a responsibility to be sure this truth gets out and not to allow them to play these games with science the way they're doing it.
Well, so far, they are nominating good people to the federal appeals courts, and the Democrats, in the goodness of their hearts, Stan, have allowed a vote to go through on one yesterday, Sutton, who was confirmed to the 6th Circuit Court of Appeals, who is a constitutional constructionist, who is pro-life, and who would probably rule in our direction. And he's the first one that they've let through since, he's been waiting for over 2 years, and they finally decided they would not filibuster him. And they did allow a vote. He was put in 52-40, and he is finally confirmed.
But he's not on the Supreme Court, of course.
Oh, gosh, no. No, but he is on the court right beneath it. Now, there's something like 20 more nominees for the federal appellate court waiting in line. He has another partner for the Sixth Circuit. Name is Cook. She's been waiting for 23 3 months now, I believe. And, of course, they've been filibustering Miguel Estrada for about 3 months now. Priscilla Jones is coming up, and they say they're going to filibuster her, and they're simply playing a stalling game.
Isn't it amazing that the Republicans always put the Democrats in and the Democrats don't put the Republicans in? And you wonder why the Republicans are just so nice, and they have allowed the total infiltration of our courts with these radical left-wing people.
You know, when the Republicans were in power the last time in the Senate, Orrin Hatch was head, as he is now, of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, that committee has to approve nominees to the federal courts. If they do not approve, that nomination is dead. They then send it to the floor of the Senate. The Senate votes on it. Well, he had been sending Clinton's radical left-wing nominations to the floor, sometimes as many as 5 and 8 at a time for a single vote. And I saw him at the Republican convention. I know him well. I said, Orrin, what are you doing? Sending all of these bad people up there who are going to destroy our country by, making up their own ideas about what's constitutional. Well, Jack, he said, that's been custom, but for everyone that we've let through, we've had some other favor given to us. Well, Stan, I don't know. Those favors are back in the dustbin of history. And his appointments are right there voting against us right now and will be for years.
Amen to that. And I think it's so important that the people get involved. The tragedy is today that the church has abandoned our society. Everything's in the hand of God. And so we can sit back and do absolutely nothing. And then we wonder why we're losing America. Basically, what's happened is the church has abandoned its responsibility to be salt and light, and the ministers refuse. I know many of the major denominations won't even allow any discussion, before the elections of the major political issues there. And then we wonder why the underside always wins, because they're dedicated. And they're willing to do things, and of course most of the Christians are so heavenly-minded, they're really very earthly good. And really this is so infuriating because we don't have to lose this country. We don't have to have our children being taught about immorality in our schools. We don't have to have God taken out of the schools because it is totally unconstitutional. And if the churches had stood up and done what was right, the Supreme Court, made up primarily of Masons at the time they took God and prayer out of our schools, could never have gotten away what they did. And yet, of course, the church was silent. And as a result, we're in the mess we are today. So what can people do, Dr. Wilkie? Because you're on the front lines of this battle. And although there may be a few more less abortions than there were, we still see well over 1 million children being murdered in this country every single year.
Well, on the thing we're talking about right now, which is the federal judiciary, that federal judiciary gave us abortion. The state legislatures did not. There were only about 13 of them who independently had passed bills allowing abortion, and of them, there were only 3 who were abortion on demand. So it was the federal Supreme Court that gave us abortion. It's the federal Supreme Court that continues to impose abortion upon us, and it's lower court judges who are liberal-minded, and who are convinced that abortion ought to be here, who continue to make their own laws. To turn it around on this level, we simply need to replace enough federal judges. Now, I have to say for Bush, his nominations for the federal appeals courts, and they're the ones that pretty well rule the show, have been excellent. The Democrats recognize this. They're filibustering it, and they're simply not going to allow, and by filibustering you need 60 votes to confirm rather than just the 50, and when they filibuster, that means you cannot get these judges through. We're going to hold out until the next election.
We're going to have to interrupt you, and we'll be right back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics. This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own, and along with my family, we've been very, very satisfied with it. And recently, why, the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product. All right, this is Dr. Stan, and then I want to just talk about some of the other items that we have, and certainly the Big Berkey water filters. This type has been used by missionaries for 150 years. They're basically stainless steel water filters with the ceramic filters that are filled with activated carbon, and of course they filter out bacteria and cryptosporidium and most of the chemicals, most of the chlorine, most of the other chemicals. The Big Berkey water filters are standard and certainly were used throughout the world. We recommend them very, very strongly. Ordinarily, they run $279. A means of having water and potable water, no matter what happens, you can always use lake water or pond water, any sort of water you can run through there. It'll come out, it'll really be tasting great. Ordinarily, the $279, we sell them for $239 plus shipping, and if you buy it through us, well, you'll get either a four-tape set or a video that we have produced here at Radio Liberty. Now, these are available in every state except for California and Iowa. But if you live in California, there is a filter. It's called the Berkey Light. And, of course, instead of being stainless steel, it's made of a clear plastic, but very hardy. You can drop it out of an airplane. They said it won't hurt as far as the that is concerned. And, of course, they have a different type of filter. They're called the Black Berkeys, but they're actually more efficient. On the other hand, why they have to be replaced every several years. That's is only $199, and they're available in every state but Iowa. If you'd like either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and then, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light. You'll be glad you did. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. John Wilkie. Dr. Wilkie, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I think the simplest way is through our Cincinnati office. Now, we have an email. It's info@lifeissues.com, info@lifeissues.com, or you could phone us 513-729-3600. That's 513-729-3600, Life Issues Institute.
All right, and of course, the information you get from Dr. Wilkie is great, and we carry actually one of his books on euthanasia, and of course, this move for simply eliminating the elderly, because there is an anti-life mentality out there. It's very difficult, I think, for people to understand. There are people who don't value human life, who have a different worldview. And you can only understand what's going on when you really understand. There are people who know exactly what they're doing. They just want the public to know what their true agenda is. So, Dr. Wilkie, of course, is there right now, we've been talking about the situation as far as the courts are concerned. And, of course, the Republicans allowed the Democrats to put in their candidates. But the Democrats won't allow the Republicans to put in their candidates. And that just doesn't make sense, that people like Orrin Hatch would, of course, sacrifice the future of this country for favors, maybe for himself and his buddies. And yet, of course, that is totally corrupt, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, some people call it horse trading, but it depends who got, who won the trade and who got burned, and I think we got burned on most of those.
It seems to be that's always the way that it is, though. And, of course, as we pointed out, seven of our Supreme Court justices were actually appointed by Republican presidents, and that's the reason we're in the trouble we are today, is because we've got such a rotten Supreme Court.
You know, I follow a lot of newspapers, and I read what the New York Times says, and they were just livid about this one man, Sutton, who has been left through this time. Extreme far-right ideologue, etc., and so forth, and if this keeps up, the courts will be ruined. What they don't say is that when Clinton was there, all he appointed were extreme left ideologues, and if he had kept it up, the courts would be ruined. But, you know, everybody saws their own.
All right. Well, of course, we've started out talking about this effort to confuse the issue as far as the relationship between first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma. And, of course, now it would appear the other side has won. And thanks to this meeting that was held, that was obviously not a fair meeting at all. It was a stacked meeting. And the people within the American Cancer Institute who do have an agenda. And let me suggest, if you are out there in the listening audience, ACI is always asking for donations. I certainly would not give them any, and I have not for many, many years. Because, of course, this has always been their effort to keep women and children and young girls from understanding that they're endangering their life by having a first trimester abortion. In fact, the studies really, you know, by the time you have two or three abortions without carrying a child through to term, doesn't this massively or significantly increase the incidence of breast carcinoma?
Well, this is the main cause of death in cancer for women, is the cancer of the breast, of course. Now, if you have one abortion, terminate your pregnancy before it's over, and do that particularly early on, you increase your chance by 50%. In other words, if you had, let's say, 10 chances in 100 of getting it, you now have 15 chances in 100. But if you abort your second and third baby, it doesn't go from 10 to 15. It goes from 10 to 30 or 40 or 50. It shoots way up.
And, of course, in your treatise that you wrote, if there's a cancer tendency, breast cancer tendency in the family, doesn't it, by three or four abortions, doesn't it almost assure that you're going to get breast cancer?
In the one study that was published out of Seattle, there were about, well, I'm trying to remember this, maybe 15 or 20 women there who had a family history of breast cancer. By that we mean that a mother or a sister had breast cancer, and they had abortions in their teens and early 20s. Every one of them had breast cancer before they were 50 years old.
It's amazing that they never tell women that. They never tell them that one in three lesbians is going to get breast carcinoma. I wonder why. Well, we're going to be back here in just a few moments with Dr. John Wilkie of Life Issues. And, of course, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question on the Life Issues, why, Dr. Wilkie is the person to go to. So we'll be back here in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you.
four-tape set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just tell you about some of the other items we carry here at Radio Liberty, and certainly one of them, Miracle 2 soap products. Now, we can't make any medicinal claims for Miracle 2 products. We can tell you that many of the people who use them tell them that they really have helped in many, many ways, and all we can do is suggest that there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a neutralizer, which is a very alkaline solution, which some people take, and they claim that it helps them as far as their heartburn is concerned. Then, of course, there is a lotion and a gel that some people use on their rashes and decubitus and other things, and they really feel that it's helped when other things didn't. All we can do is suggest that you try the products. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And give them a try. There's a special introductory offer. We sell an awful lot to people who've had it before and wouldn't be without the products. It's Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, we also carry the Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a program to teach your children and your grandchildren how to read phonetically. Because tragically, many children today go to our government schools where they have a program of not teaching them to read. They teach them how not to read using the look-say, and they're going to be troubled all their lives as far as reading. Phonopoly is designed by Myrna Culbraith to develop the phonics game, and now she's developed Phonopoly. It's a board game played like Monopoly, and in 16 hours, if you'll play it with them, why, you can change their whole way of reading so they can spell, so they can pronounce words, and so they can read phonetically. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for Phonopoly. As I said, 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in 2 books to show you how they've deliberately dumbed down America. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. John Wilkie of Life Issues International. And, of course, we're talking about the abortion issue, and, of course, Dr. Wilkie has been over to Europe a number of times, looking into what's happening with euthanasia there. In fact, he was even invited to Russia by the head of the I guess it's the Russian Orthodox Church, who happens to be a member of the KGB. In fact, many of the priests there, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Dr. Wilkie, but most of the priests there have either been cleared by the KGB or are KGB agents. Is that accurate?
Well, all of the older ones had to be cleared by the KGB before they were admitted to the seminaries there. There was only one or two seminaries open until after Gorbachev went down, so there were almost no priests. Now, in the last few years, the church has been independent, and the priests that they are selecting are, I presume, religious and holy men, but they have so many empty churches that they've had to ordain a lot of priests in a hurry, and that's one little problem. They aren't all that well prepared. However, Alexei II, who is the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, and I presume he's probably a holy man, nevertheless, he was a KGB agent.
How could you be a holy man and be a KGB agent? I just don't understand that.
They tell me he's a holy man.
they tell you he's a holy man, but well, anyway, of course, he was a part of the KGB. He's the head prelate or chief of the, is this the Russian Orthodox Church?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
the big
fine.
One. The big one.
But I think it was so interesting as to why they would ask you, certainly a leader of the pro-life, anti-abortion movement, to come to Russia. Why would they ask you to come to Russia? Did they help you pay your way at all, or did they help you with your living facilities when you were there?
Well, they didn't give us any stipend, but they did pay our expenses.
Okay.
And they took our recent book, which is Abortion Questions and Answers. They did translate it, and they published it in Russian. They printed, they told us, 20,000 copies, sent one free to every priest and every Orthodox lay leader in the Russian Federation. Now, our book is not political. It is simply a book of questions and answers of the scientific aspects about abortion. But if you read the entire thing, there's not many people who would still be in favor of abortion. The church in Russia wants to cut back on abortions. Their doctrine is very clear. The Russian Orthodox Church opposes abortion.
But do they oppose abortion because of the Russian Orthodox Church, or because, of course, this is destroying of the financial infrastructure of their society, because there aren't any children, there won't be any people to work in the factories, to pay the taxes, to maintain this socialist system, because they really down to about, what, 1.2 children per family, and that certainly will not even reproduce. Half of the people will be dying off in 50 years?
Well, the Russian government, you've just described what their attitude toward abortion is. They buried 1 million more Russians last year than were born or who came into the country in immigration. And they are frightened that they are going to become a second or third class power in another 50 years because of the fact that their population is slowly decreasing and slowly getting more aged and more dependent. Now, that may be a factor in the Russian Orthodox Church. I don't know that it is. I would tend to think not. They do have a doctrine that they have inherited and that they have had as their teaching, low for 1,000 or 1,500 years. And their doctrine is that they oppose abortion. So I would believe that the church itself opposes abortion on moral grounds. I know that the Russian government, which has great influence in the church, opposes abortion because it's cutting down the population.
All right, fine. So anyway, you had an opportunity to go over there and talk to the priests, and why don't you just mention your book, because it really is a great little book. How long is it, 1,000-page paper book, something like that?
It's got 1,000 questions and answers.
Okay.
It's about 450 pages. It asks a question, it answers it briefly, and immediately under the answer, it'll tell you where to look it up, like New England Journal of Medicine, date so-and-so and whatnot. And there's no book published like this. It's one of a kind, and it's ridiculously cheap. It's only $7. It's got colored plates in it, 450 pages, and the new edition of it just came out this January.
Well, I've read it, and it's certainly well worthwhile getting. If you have any, I mean, if you want to know all the facts and how to discuss the issue of abortion intelligently, why, there's no better place to get that. And again, Dr. Wilkie's number is 513-729-3600. All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, of course, our number is 1-888-2-4-Liberty, that's 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295. What's happening as far as euthanasia over in Europe?
Holland has had euthanasia legal for almost two decades now. Originally, it was chipped away by liberal judges who kept broadening the indications for it. You can do it for this, now you can do it for this, now you can do it for this too. Until finally, about a year ago, their parliament passed a law officially making euthanasia legal. Well, about the same time, Belgium, right next door to the Netherlands, passed a law similar to it, in fact, it's even worse, again, allowing abortion indiscriminately by a doctor. And as we now know, we have statistics that are pretty solid from Holland. We know that of about 140,000, 50,000 people who die there every year, about 25,000 are killed by doctors. And of those who are killed by doctors, almost half are done in without the patient's knowledge or consent. And most of them are killed in a hospital where they might be a patient, let's say she has a cancer, and he'll just put a lot of heavy dose of a deadly drug in the intravenous that's going in her arm and kill her that way.
Without asking permission of the patient or the family.
Half of them, that's true, yeah.
And, of course, the thing is that, you know, if you've got a shortage of beds, you want to move the people out. This is a very convenient way to do it. I've heard you tell the one story about the doctor who had a patient there, and she wasn't an extremist. She had cancer, yes, but she didn't want to die, and he went off for a weekend. What was that story about?
Yeah, this lady had a cancer. They admitted her. They did the testing, and by Friday they had a definite diagnosis. She did have cancer, and it had spread. She was not in pain, however. She had walked in. So they told her that they'd just keep her in the hospital over the weekend, and they'd get their specialist groups together on Monday and determine what kind of radiation or chemotherapy they were going to use. Well, he went away for the weekend. When he came back, the doctor went in to see her, and there was a different patient in the bed. So he called the resident, and he said, "Where did you move Mrs. Vanderhoff?" Oh, well, we euthanized her yesterday. You did what? Well, we killed her yesterday. But she wasn't in pain. Doctor, now you know I'm going to cure her. She had metastatic cancer. In any case, we needed the bed.
And, you know, this is what happens when a country turns its back on God and there is no moral conscience. And if anybody out there thinks that they're going to be safe when this country has turned its back completely on the Lord, why, of course, they really don't understand how they train our young doctors today. There is no absolutes. There is no right and wrong. And most of our doctors come out of our medical institutions, tragically, without a belief that there is eternal law and that there is a Heavenly Father.
There's an awful lot of good ones, Stan, but there's an awful lot who fit the pattern that you have. The same is true in Holland. It's only a small minority of doctors who do the killing, but that's all you need.
I know. Well, of course, it's changed a lot since when I went to medical school, and as I see the young doctors coming out today, medicine is a business. It's not a profession as it was. Right now, let's go to Fritz, who's calling. Hi, Fritz. How are you doing?
Hi, good. I think you hit it right on the head. And in the West, what's the so-called West, there is no belief in natural law, in that there's no belief in anything transcendent beyond man. So man makes up his rules as he goes along. And what naturally replaces that divine law is supposed to be in the heart of man, is the profit motive, the financial motive. Now, I'd like to ask your guest that story about the patient who was euthanized. Where did that take place?
In the Netherlands, in a hospital in the Netherlands.
Yeah, well, you have to realize that the Netherlands is the financial capital of Europe. And so that fits in with that paradigm of the profit motive taking over and expediency instead of eternal law, natural law.
Don't they actually have a socialized medical system there in Holland today?
They have a total socialized medicine system in Holland. The government pays for everything. And you know, it's a lot cheaper to kill a cancer patient than it is to treat a cancer patient.
That's what I mean by the profit motive taking over. And even if there's a socialized medicine, that's consistent with this materialism.
Well, of course, one of the big problems we have in HMOs here in the United States is we reward the doctors for not providing medical care. The more care you provide, the less you make. The more care you provide, the more you make. And the idea of HMOs came right out of the pit of hell. And the tragedy is that any doctors embrace this. Many doctors felt they had to embrace it to survive. But, of course, pretty soon, you're going to have to begin compromising. And as one of the doctors said to me, I didn't go into medicine to be rewarded for withholding medical care, and he quit medicine. So, anyway, thanks very much, Fritz.
Sure, yep.
Anything else? Dr. Wilkie, of course, how do the people over there feel about the ability of doctors to kill patients? Doesn't that begin to make them rather frightened to go to the hospital?
Well, people with gray hair in Holland, many, I think most, would carry a wallet card. And it says, if I am injured or have a major medical problem and am brought to a hospital, please understand, I do not want to die. I want you to try and keep me alive. But then, once they're admitted to the hospital, and this is routine in most Dutch hospitals, you won't be there but 2 or 3 hours, and someone will call on you, and they will offer you a service. For a modest amount, they will keep an eye on your case so that your doctor doesn't kill you.
I would feel that this would certainly give the patients very little confidence in their doctors, knowing that they could kill the patients and there'd be no consequences for them. I mean, at least in this country, if a doctor kills the patient, why, there is still this is still a capital offense. But this is no longer true over in Europe, is it?
No. Here we have one state, Oregon, which allows assisted suicide. Well, in that case, the doctor can write a prescription for a deadly drug, but the patient has to fill it and take it themselves. Now, over there, a doctor can give a single lethal injection and kill a patient.
All right, fine. Well, we have Randy Thomason on, and I hope you're out there in the listening audience. We'll have a pencil and paper, because right now, of course, Randy wants to tell you about some legislation that is pending here in California that will, of course, allow same-sex marriages. Randy, why don't you go ahead and give those telephone numbers out?
Dr. Stan, thank you. As California goes, so goes the nation. As America goes, so goes the world. Let's focus on California for a moment. Today, there was a news conference in the Monterey Bay area, which is the coastal area of California, to urge legislators of the state legislature to oppose AB 205, which is a homosexual marriage bill. It gives all the rights of marriage to homosexual partners, which are available under California law. And it's a very disgusting bill, but it is a homosexual marriage bill, and we are urging people to call their California state legislators to say no on AB 205.
All right.
And specifically, there are two legislators of the coastal area of California who need to get the same phone call. They may be the deciding votes for the entire state. This vote is coming up soon. Rebecca Cohn is a Democrat from county, and she wants to represent the entire Central Coast in the state Senate. Be that as it may, her phone number is 408-369-8170. 408-369-8170. Call Rebecca Cohn. And secondly, call Mr. Simone Salinas. His phone number is 831-759-8676. That's 831-759-8676. Call both legislators and urge them to oppose AB 205. Tell them it reverses the people's vote on marriage. Especially call if you are listening to KKMC radio on the Central Coast. If you're hearing us on that radio station, these are your legislators, and please make a call today and spread the word to others. Dr. Stan, more information on this bill is available at the Campaign for California Families website, which is savecalifornia.com. But we did a big news conference today. The secular media is hearing about it. We want your listeners to know about it and take action.
Okay, thanks so much, Randy. And anybody who didn't get the votes, the telephone numbers, they can call us here at the station at 831-464-8295. That's 831-464-8295. We'll get it for them. Dr. Wilkie, we're just about out of time. What message would you like to leave for our listeners today?
Well, I'm the fellow who wants you to protect unborn babies' lives and to stop abortion.
Right.
And that's the central thrust of most of what I'm doing. originally, when we tried to fight this, we spent a lot of time telling people that abortion kills babies, and that's not good, therefore you should stop abortion. As the years have gone on, we've become more and more aware of the fact that abortion has hurt women, and hurt women in many, many ways, and hurt them badly. And so now I think our emphasis isn't so much on, yes, it certainly kills babies, but a lot of women know that and get abortions anyway. So our message is, love her, help her, and by all means tell her how the abortion will hurt her.
Amen to that.
Hurt her physically, it will impair her childbearing ability in later years, it's going to mess up her mind, she's going to have nightmares, she's going to regret this.
We're going to have to interrupt you because we're out of time. God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Wilkie. We'll talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention that there's going to be a conspiracy conference. It's going to be held over in the Santa Clara area on the May 24th, May 25th. They're going to bring in speakers from all across the country to talk about, is there a conspiracy, and if there is, who's behind it? Well, I'm going to be speaking. They're bringing in a lot of great speakers, and I hope many of you will want to come. If you'd like to know more about it, call 209-832-0999. Now, it's a two-day conference, 209-832-0999. And then, of course, we would hope that you'll go to their website, conspiracycon.com, conspiracycon.com. You're going to hear people from all sides of the political spectrum calling, and I hope that there'll be some prayer warriors in the audience praying for me, because believe me, some of these people are part of the conspiracy. And then, of course, we are going to be suggesting that people out across America consider helping to set up in their local community an Institute of the Constitution to teach people about our Constitution, to teach them about our Christian heritage. And to do that, you want to call the Institute of the Constitution at 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. And ask for the material and ask them how to go ahead and set up an Institute of the Constitution. Basically, it's three videos, with each one has 4 half-hour programs on it, put together by Dr. Eidsmo. There's a video by David Barton talking about the Christian history and the foundations of our country. Are there books to tell you? All you really have to do, of course, is simply put this on, plan it, get people there, and we'll help you to do it. Call 410-760-6759 right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to mention several things. If you don't believe that there is a plan for concentration camps in America, you need to get the amazing clips. And there you'll actually see Congressman Gonzalez talking about the importance of that there is a plan in case of a terrorist attack to arrest American citizens and put them in detention camps. This is back in 1991. Congressman Gonzalez, chairman of the House Banking Committee, is there, and your Congressman, you'll see Jack Brooks actually trying to bring this up at the Iran-Contra hearings, and everything is done to conceal this from the American people. The amazing clips are truly amazing. Now, we have a four-tape set on concentration camps. We have, of course, a great deal of information on this. If you just give us a call at 1-800 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. There's a concentration camp special with all sorts of books and, videos and 4-tape sets. But if you'd like to get this information, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then if you're out there across America, remember, if you have children in a government school, you need to get a Phonopoly set so they can learn to read and spell and pronounce words correctly. Phonopoly is available by calling 1-800-5-44-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we hope that many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us expand our ministry into other markets. And, of course, we'd love to be able to go ahead and have our shortwave program heard in the evening. Well, we can't do that unless, of course, you'd like to make a pledge to help us. If you'd like to make a pledge, say, for 6 months for whatever amounts you can possibly give so that we know we'll have the income, why, we will get our evening programs on shortwave as well, and then we'll expand our listening coverage amazingly across America. Our other programs now in Genesis are being heard on other radio stations as well as shortwave, as people are beginning to pick up our program across America, and people for the first time are beginning to really understand the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family or make a pledge to help us as we move to expand our ministry, at least for 6 months, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our March newsletter, which goes into the true story of the Iraqi war, who planned the war, when they began planning it, the fact it had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction, and they knew that. They knew the weapons weren't there. But you need to go to the websites from the other side, the people who planned this, the Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and John Boland. Their website is newamericancentury.org. Pull down their material. Understand that everything you're being told by the media is a lie. And this is all covered in my book. In my newsletter, my March newsletter. We'll send it to you free of charge. If you haven't already had one, give us a call at 1-800-5-44-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you'd like to get our video, Iraq, the Untold Story, or the syllabus that goes with it, Iraq, the Untold Story, or get the two of them together at a specially reduced price, give us a call at 1-800-5-44-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our boys who are overseas, who probably soon will be going to war with Syria, because, of course, the plan is to take out all of the Middle East, and as a result of that, there's going to be a counterattack on America, and that is exactly what's intended. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, God is going to turn his back on America. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.